up.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Now, the Steps musical is coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre from the 23rd of September. And even more exciting than that, Rebecca and myself got to sit down with all five members of Steps in the theatre last week for a chat all about it. And we started by asking, H, has making a musical been a long time coming?
Very long time. We went to the premiere of Mamma Mia, the musical. How many years ago?
Must be nearly 30.
I was going to say, yeah, nearly 30 years. And right there and then we said, wouldn't this be great? But at the time we only had like 3 songs, I think. So we made our cosmic shopping order and it came true. Here we are.
Do you want me to hold your mic?
No.
You're holding yourself?
Yes, she's good for something. There we are.
Claire, the story is not the story of Steps. There is another story being told with your music.
Yes, yeah. That's correct. It is. It's set in a seaside supermarket.
It is
called Better Best Bargains.
Great.
Wait, where's that name come from?
One of our songs? Maybe. I don't know. It's a play on that. And it centres around 4 main characters that work in the supermarket. Kaz being like the matriarch of the 4 friends, and her life seems to be really sewn up, and she's happy. She's about to adopt a child and she's about to turn 50, and the other 3 kind of look up to her in a way and they want their lives to be as perfect as hers. So she challenges them to find their summer of love. So one of them has to end a loveless relationship, one has to actually settle down and find a boyfriend, and the other needs to tell this guy she's in love with that she's in love with him. And so they embark on this kind of this journey where along the way there's a bit of jeopardy in there, mm-hmm. and there is some tears and there's a lot of laughter and there's a drag queen and
taking all the options.
Yeah, and we also find out that maybe Kaz's life isn't as perfect as everybody thinks, so there's a bit of sadness in there as well. So yeah, but it all turns out good in the end.
Oh, that's what we love to hear.
Yeah.
Happy ending.
With a Steps mega mix.
Yes.
That's what everyone wants. You sold millions of records, so many amazing songs.
30 million.
How did you actually fit all those hits into the musical?
We don't.
Was that really tough to decide what songs made the cut?
I think we had a list of songs that had to 100% definitely be in there.
The title of the show, obviously.
Yeah. But Sean Kitchener, who wrote the book, was really, really clever in knowing where to place songs and maybe in places that we perhaps wouldn't have thought to put them, and putting a new twist and a new meaning on some of them. Mm. So he's been very clever with it.
Lee, I know Dublin hasn't even seen the musical yet. Oh, will we get a musical movie?
It's a good question.
The answer is yes.
The answer might be yes. I think people are interested in the movie option at the moment. So, yeah, there are talks going on, I believe.
Ben Affleck.
Hey, Ben can do it if he wants to do it. Ben,
guys, that is so exciting. And I think people would love to go to the cinema and see the story on screen. Faye, who would play each of you in the movie if it comes to fruition? When it happens?
Well, thankfully, the show is not actually about us, so it wouldn't be us as characters.
Yes, of course.
But if it was,
what is the cast of you guys?
A question recently, actually, but I always say if it was somebody playing me, this is, I don't know, punching, but Kate Hudson, I'm a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, Margot Robbie. That's how I would choose if I was on the casting couch.
I'm going to say, because you're quite kooky and you're quite funny, I'm going to say you're like Drew Barrymore as well. You're quite a quirky girl.
They're still discussing the actors. Claire, who would play you?
Who would you like to play each of you?
Do you know what? Back in the day, everybody used to, and probably because I had short hair, everyone has said that I reminded them of Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
And we did it in the video.
Your hair length now as well.
Yeah. So, and she's getting back into acting now.
She is.
She is.
Excellent.
Celebration.
Guys, you've got a big anniversary coming up.
We have.
Are there any exciting plans? May we see you guys on the road?
Well, we do like to celebrate a milestone, but we can neither confirm nor deny.
Next question.
We're talking about the musical.
Fair enough. But when the time comes and you are celebrating, we would love to have you here in Dublin. So.
Do you know what the funny thing is that in the musical, Kaz is turning 50, which is something we know nothing about.
No, not yet.
But Steps' 30th anniversary is coming up, so there are lots of milestones.
I feel like I've just said that.
I know, but I'm saying it in a better way.
I think this is long-winded and I've answered it.
Good for once.
Guys, we are so excited to see you here now at the Borgosh on the 23rd of September. We play a little game on 90LFM every morning.
It's like
Matchy Matchy, right? And I'm going to try and explain it as simply as I can. Nominate one of yourselves to play Matchy Matchy, okay? And all you've got to do is send one of us off to a soundproof booth where we can't hear you. You're going to be given three words. You say the first word that comes into your head after that word, and if we get a match, we get a win when we come back into the room.
I'm confused. Claire, you do it.
Claire, Claire's on the
Everyone's confused. I explained
Claire
it terribly.
Quiz.
Who would like to play Matchy Matchy this morning?
Claire.
Who's going first? Claire? Okay, we're going to play Matchy Matchy with Claire from Steps. Matchy Matchy
Matchy Matchy. Welcome to a very special edition of Matchy Matchy with the fabulous Steps, who are celebrating here and now the Steps musical at the Borgosh Energy Theatre. We're playing Matchy Matchy with Claire this morning. Claire, how are you?
I'm really well, thank you.
Well, we've bigged Claire up now.
Yeah, don't be rubbish.
Claire, who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning, Brendan or Rebecca?
Ooh.
Who are you sending to the soundproof booth?
Who played last?
Okay, Rebecca, you're off to the soundproof booth.
I'm going to the booth.
So, Claire, I've got three words for you, and all you've got to do is say the very first word that comes into your head after each word, okay? Is she in the sound? Okay, your first word is pop.
Tart.
I would have said pop.
Your second word is chain.
Reaction.
And your third word is golden. Okay, let's see if we get a match. Let's get back from the soundproof. Let's get a matchy matchy with Claire.
Star.
Your second word is chain.
Reaction.
And your third word is golden.
No.
Golden?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bit tricky. Is
just
it?
Say it. You're thinking
golden
it. Just say it.
Ball.
You got one out of three. You both had chain reactions. Steps, thank you so much. We cannot wait to see here and now at the Borgosh Energy Theatre from September. Thank you.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Is today the day?
Let's get a win.
We've been so close.
98FM.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday's edition of your favourite game on the radio. It is Matchy Matchy, the game where you send Rebecca or myself to a soundproof booth and try and say the same three words to win yourself a lot of prizes. The last two mornings in a row, we have had such close calls. There has been, do you say, a hair's breadth in it?
Yes.
Yes. This morning, we're hoping to get a win. Here's AI Rebecca and Brendan to tell you what you could win.
There's no compromises with these Matchy Matchy prizes.
Fill up your Matchy Matchy Stanley Cups.
Win a new karaoke machine.
A Matchy Matchy pedicure.
A chimenea.
A dartboard.
A laundry voucher.
Go bowling.
A takeaway voucher.
Go X-throwing.
Win a new coffee machine.
Oh, and hold on. You're going to need these new espresso cups.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, what a gorgeous growing list of prizes. And excellent. Good morning to Shell in Maynooth, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Shell, how are you?
Good, thanks, Rebecca. How are you?
We're good, thanks, Shell. I know it's only 8:10 in the morning, but what's on the menu for dinner tonight? Do you know yet?
Chicken curry.
Oh, lovely.
Nice.
Do you have set days of the week for dinner?
No. Whatever I feel like when I wake up.
Lovely.
Fair enough. You'll have that to look forward to later on. Shell, there's a lot of prizes up for grabs. So what one is top of your list?
The coffee machine for myself, definitely.
Lovely. And we'll throw in some espresso cups as well if you win this morning, Shell. How do you do when you listen along normally?
Myself and my son Alex do it all the time on the way to school. We'd normally get we've got three about 6 or 7 times.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Well, and do you have Alex with you this morning?
I do indeed. He's here beside me.
Very good, very good. Who would you guys like to play Matchy Matchy with?
Yourself, Rebecca.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to the booth, thank
to
you.
To the soundproof booth. And let's try and get a matchy-matchy. It has been so close the last few mornings. We can feel it. Shell, are you feeling confident?
Hopeful.
Hopeful. Hopeful is yes. Good. We'll take hopeful. Okay, your first word in Matchy Matchy this morning is... apple.
Tree.
Your second word is shoe.
Box.
And your third word is travel.
Hard.
Okay, after apple, you said tree. After shoe, you said box. And after travel, did you say card?
Yeah.
C-A-R-D, card, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, are we locking those in, Shell and Maynooth?
What do you think, Alex? Okay, yeah,
locking them in. Approval from Alex. Here we go. Let's get Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. Banana.
Hello.
How was that this morning?
Yeah, very nice. There were two espresso cups in there.
Oh, lovely. Hopefully yes. Shell's about to win them now. Right, your first word to Matchy Matchy with Shell and Alex in Maynooth is apple.
Apple. Apple juice.
Your second word is shoe.
Shoebox.
And your third word is travel.
Travel. Travel. Travel agent. Oof. That was a random one.
Have you managed to matchy matchy with Shell and Alex in Maynooth this morning? This morning, guys, you were both on the same page for shoe. You both said shoebox.
Oh, gosh.
After apple, Shell said apple tree.
Yeah.
And after travel, Shell said card.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do with travel. Shell,
Agent
I'm so sorry that we couldn't do it this morning, but thank you guys so much for playing, and we're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag.
Thanks a million, guys.
Cheers, Shell. Cheers, Alex. Enjoy the chicken curry.
Thank you, bye.
If you would like to play Matchy Matchy, we'd love to hear from you. WhatsApp 0877 98 98 98.
Get up. 98 FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.